World War II. And then, oh, but World War II, we fixed everything, right? Yeah, we delivered it all to Joseph Stalin on a silver platter. Yeah. And said, here you go, Joseph Stalin, with your wicked Soviet Union and communism. Why don't you just take over half of Europe? Here you go, buddy. Take all of Eastern Europe for those people to be tortured and their lives ruined and to live in a hell on this earth. Right? Here you go, buddy. Here you go, Joseph Stalin. Then, over on the Pacific, you've got Chiang Kai-shek, which is the nationalist Chinese general. He's got Mao Zedong on the run. He got Mao Zedong beaten back to where Mao Zedong, the communist Chinese dictator, he had no territory in China. They pushed him back across the border, and Chiang Kai-shek was about to go in and just wipe him out. Just wipe him out. He only had like 3,000 troops left, and Chiang Kai-shek was ready to just wipe him out. And the U.S. government told him, you cannot wipe out Mao Zedong. You must stand down. You must back off, or we will not support you anymore. We will not, you know, we threaten them. And then, so then the U.S. makes him back off. And then what does Mao Zedong do? He rallies. He has time to rebuild his forces, build, and he eventually takes over all of mainland China and turns China into a communist hellhole where 50 million people died. There's your outcome of your wonderful, righteous World War II. You say, well, I'm a World War II veteran. Well, you know what? I'm sorry that the outcome of the World War II was to plunge the world into communism and wickedness and garbage. And you know what? Sorry you got lied to. Sorry you were tricked. Sorry you were deceived. Sorry you were beguiled. But you know what? My grandfather fought in World War II. I had one on the Pacific theater, one in the storming the beach at Normandy on D-Day. And you know what? My grandfather that fought over in the Pacific and earned, both of them earned Purple Hearts. They both were decorated. Well, guess what? He said, well, if I would have known what this country was going to turn into, I wouldn't have spent the best years of my life fighting for it. Right. That's what he told me. See, I don't know, this isn't patriotic. Okay, well, that Fox News Baptist is down the street. And you say, well, why do you get on the Republicans? Why do you get on Fox News? Why don't you get on the Democrats? Because anybody with a brain in their head knows that the Democrats are demonic and evil, baby-murdering, homosexual-promoting freaks. Everybody knows how degenerate and morally bankrupt the Democrat Party is. Otherwise, why are you even in a Baptist church? Do you really need me to tell you that these people aren't just of Satan? I'm here to tell you, though, that the Republicans and Fox News and the right-wing agenda is another wicked agenda. It's just two wings on the same bird, friend. It's a false left-right paradigm. And you know what? This pro-war, kill them all, let God sort them out, right-wing Republican Fox News agenda is wicked as hell. And you know, yeah, the Democrats are murdering babies in their mother's womb, and the Republicans want to murder people on the battlefield. They want to kill man, woman, boy, girl, civilians. The 20th century was the year, was the century of total warfare, where we literally nuked man, woman, boy, and girl, where we literally kill civilians. That is wicked and ungodly. You'll never convince me that that's a Christian thing to do. Well, we had to. Shut up. We didn't have to do anything. You know what? We're over there fighting for somebody's agenda to make them money. Let Stalin and Hitler fight each other. It's not our business to go and get involved in that. And guess what? Stalin was even more wicked than Hitler. There, I said it. But guess what? Both of them are wicked. Let them fight each other and destroy each other. Well, we had to because we got attacked. Oh, really? We got the United States got attacked? Oh, you're talking about our military base thousands of miles from our country? In Hawaii, which wasn't even a state? We put some military base out in the Pacific, and then we sit there and poke at Japan for years, and we embargo Japan, which is an act of war. We embargo Japan for years. We support their enemies for years. We're supporting all the enemies for years, poking at them, embargoing them. We put our base and all our ships in their backyard, and then it's like, oh, we got attacked. Okay, yeah, but guess what? We started it. We should mind our own business. We should be like Switzerland and be neutral. Trade with all, alliance with none. That is what the founding fathers of our country actually said. They said trade with all, alliance with none. That's what George Washington said when he said, hey, we need to stay away from entangling alliances. Yeah.